And our guest the next 2 hours is Jerry Day. His websites are freedomtaker.com and jerryday.com. And Jerry, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Deanna. Thank you so much for having me on. One correction, I refer people to freedomtaker.com and emfhelpcenter.com, if you can make note of that.
Help Center. There. You have a link from the help from freedomtaker.com to the EMF Help Center, right?
Yeah. The EMF Help Center is largely focused on the smart meter problems and electromagnetic sensitivity problems. So that's a kind of its own special category. The Freedom Taker is a little more general.
Right. I love your website.
Thank you.
Just love your website, Freedom Taker. I have printed off the vaccine protocol. The vaccine, what do you
there
call
are two
that?
Documents, a vaccine refusal notice and conditional acceptance, which I could explain. There's some tricky legal footwork involved in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. I have the conditional one.
Yeah.
And I printed it off, filled it out, set my front door.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You have it by your front door, you say? Or?
Yes, I have it by my front door.
Yeah. Right. So have one in the car, too. Because if you wind up at the doctor and they say, oh, by the way, you have to have a vaccine today, you say, no, I don't. And I'm the one who decides who gets to stab me or provide medical treatment for me, according to the Geneva Conventions. And by the way, here's this conditional acceptance on your possibly hazardous and toxic vaccine that you're offering me, possibly DNA-altering material in it, and aborted fetus tissue and whatever. So the conditional acceptance, just to make it clear to your listeners what that is it's a document that you present to anyone that's offering you a vaccination, or especially if they're offering it to you with a threat that it's mandatory, you say, well, then you're going to have to show me how it's safe and effective, and you're going to have to show me how you have personal liability if your vaccine harms me. And here's my conditional acceptance, and you must sign this. That means I accept your vaccination if you show its safety and effectiveness and take liability for the harm. And if they refuse to sign that, they are saying, I refuse to take liability for the harm. So that means that they know there is harm. If there was no harm, they wouldn't refuse. If they knew there was no harm to their vaccine, they would gladly sign your liability contract. But if they refuse to sign it, that is an admission that they know there is harm involved, certainly risk. And once there's risk, there's choice, and there's no way around that. These are medical treatments. These have to be consensual. There is simply no way around that. International law supports that.
Wow. Amazing. It's amazing. And, of course, a lot of people, parents with children who are in school, are forced or encouraged. Well, they're forced without really thinking. They say, oh, our children can't attend school unless they're fully vaccinated. And they just go ahead and vaccinate their children, have their children vaccinated, which is a terrible idea.
Right. Well, you can coerce a lot of very bad behavior if they're ignorant, you know, with ignorance. If people are not informed and aware of the hazards and risks and the legal violations involved, and they just go, oh, that's what I have to do to keep my kid in school. No, that's not what you have to do. You know, you're responsible to get your kid to school, not to vaccinate them or give them a tattoo on their forehead or any other thing in order to get them to school. You're required to take your child to school. They can't start putting conditions on that, like, oh, by the way, since you're required to have your child in school, we will refuse to let you have your child in school unless you do this other thing. You know, no, that's not how it works. You want my child in school or not. You know, you say to the school superintendent or whoever, That's your choice. I'll be here or not. You don't dictate medical treatment to my family. That has nothing to do with my child's obligation to go to school. And I'm sure that if you look even deeper, you would find that, you know, there's probably no way to enforce even a legal obligation to put a child in school. You know, we live in a free country, you know, we can teach our own kids. That's how this country was formed. In fact, there were hardly schools for the first 100 years, and we had far better literacy and educational levels back then than we do now. So our schools are a total failure. Our schools have been a total failure. It's an indoctrination system. It's not an educational system. We know this.
Right. Now, this refusal of vaccinations, it's a 5-page document, which is also very good. And people can download it, fill it out.
That's at freedomtaker.com. Download.
Yes.
And we don't collect any information. We don't collect any email address. We don't collect any ISP address. It's just you download it, you get it, we're all done.
Amazing things in this document. Amazing. one of the things it says, I will treat anyone who threatens to violate my body as a criminal assailant.
Well, sure.
Yeah, and that's really what they are.
Absolutely. If someone's threatening you with unlawful medical procedure, and it's unlawful if it's not consensual, that is a criminal assailant.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Amazing. How did you happen to put all of this together? I know you research, you know, 18 hours a day. How did you?
Well, no, I follow all, you know, the information that's coming out, and I look for very opposing viewpoints. You know, I don't just go to my favorite, you know, conservative or liberal or progressive or you know, libertarian place. I want to go everywhere, and you know, it all seeps in, and then at a certain point I just sort of have a brain dump and something comes out.
They're very well put.
Thank you.
Dan Spahn says, I have seen no evidence that you know every ingredient of your vaccine, and that is so true.
They have no clue what's in there. Even the manufacturers, if they know, won't even tell you, you know, all of the things that are in there. We've had to, you know, through screaming and shouting, we've had to extract some of this information, and that's how they turn up, you know, aborted fetal tissue. That's how they turn up RNA, DNA modifying elements. That's how they turn up the adjuvants, the aluminums, the heavy metals, you know, and it just goes, the list goes on and on. And you realize the way that these ingredients were discovered, there is no guarantee whatsoever that those are the only harmful or toxic ingredients in the vaccine, and it becomes a serious question of why is all this junk in there? You know, you're supposed to be trying to prevent disease. You know, why do you do all this? You know, and you have to, these adjuvants are a good example. You have to shock the system into reacting to the antibody, to create the antibodies, and shocking the system is done through toxic influence. So the whole concept of vaccines from the get-go is, it's a very questionable medical method of providing or creating immunity. Very questionable. In fact, it's probably soon one day going to be looked at extremely barbaric and counterproductive. The amount of childhood disease now is double what it was when I was a child, when they were only giving us 3 or 4 vaccinations. I got asthma from one of those, so it was happening even back then. So childhood illness is to a great degree caused by these measures. And I just discovered a few minutes ago how, I don't know if you know the name Catherine Austin Fitz.
Yes, of course. Yeah, I've interviewed
brilliant researcher with the Solari Report and what all. Yeah, and I just saw her conversation with Tenpenny. What's her name? Vaccine researcher.
Right, Sherry Tenpenny. I interviewed her recently too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they just, those two together are a powerhouse, and I just ran across an interview they just released recently, I think today. And it talked about Catherine Austin Fitz follows all the money and follows the power and follows the agendas. And she discovers things that are just amazing. The laws that have created the immunity for the pharmaceutical companies for the harm that their pharmaceutical products do cause them to get involved in a huge campaign of new vaccines. Because as soon as they became immune from liability, they said, "Okay, now we're gonna come out with all kinds of these products because we make billions on every single one." And the only way they can maintain the immunity is to go into childhood vaccination. If it's something that's designated for a child vaccination, for early life vaccination, then they enjoy the immunity. So they take products that are not appropriate for young children and designate them for young children so they will be immune from the harm. And so they're giving, for instance, hepatitis B injections to 6-month-olds. And there's no chance in the world that a 6-year-old or a 6-month-old would have any exposure to hepatitis B. And then the hepatitis B shots cause injuries and autism and all kinds of things. So it's really a hell we're in of corruption and misinformation.
Right. There's an email. An email question. Are there really children who have been denied public school educations for failing to be vaccinated, or is it just something? Go ahead.
I don't know. That's a great question, and of course we want to see where a child was refused school for refusing vaccination or whatever. Of course, they threaten that all the time. They talk about that. What I've discovered now is that every single minute of every day, the media is continually pounding this. COVID is bad. COVID is real. Oh, there's more death cases. Oh, the hospitals are jammed. Oh, this. It's always COVID is bad. COVID is real. COVID is bad. COVID is real. Over and over again, one way or another, constantly, all day, every day. So it's the same thing with, this, we told these parents, they can't have their child in school. You know, they're endangering the lives of the other children. So, no, they're not allowed to go to school, and they'll be prosecuted for that, blah, blah, blah. I haven't seen any real cases of that ever happening. I think it would be completely impossible to put together a legal construct to even approach doing that to a parent. You know, all the parent has to say is, okay, the child has to be educated. I'll educate them, I'll homeschool them, and we're done with that conversation. So this is why I think homeschooling is exploding now, is because they're attaching so many strings to education. You know, even parenthood, you know, Child Protective Services coming to you and, you know, determining whether or not you're the proper kind of parent, and then if not, literally taking your children from your household and putting them into these, you know, foster care, sex trafficking hell holes. And so we have major problems with our central authorities, and it's to the point now where it should be so obvious to everyone that something fundamental needs to change in our system. You're just asking for trouble to go along in compliance at this point.
But so many people do. I just don't understand why people aren't asking more questions, that they aren't rebelling over the masks and all the lockdowns and the nonsense.
Well, like I say, every minute of every day they're pounding you with, this is real, this mm-hmm. is bad, and then of course the media constantly talks about how we're supposed to comply with, you know, authorities, you know, and how we're supposed to trust government, and how, you know, Anthony Fauci is telling us how we need to behave, and, you know, this complete nonsense, constant from school through media, everywhere you turn is this, you know, they talk about repetition as a way to create reality. You know, you just, that was back to Hitler and Mussolini and Stalin. They say, yeah, if you just repeat a lie big enough and long enough, eventually people will believe it. And it's true simply from the dynamic that when the government tells you, oh, this is the truth, this is the truth, this is the truth, you go, well, that may not be the truth, but if I don't go by that, I'm going to have the government on my back. So, all right, that's the truth. You know, you just accept, you just go, okay, even when you know it's a lie, you just go, all right, we'll all pretend that that's how it is. You know, oh, yeah, wearing masks will prevent infectious disease. You know, this is a complete lie. And the CDC and the OSHA have documents on this that wearing masks is not only does not prevent communicable disease, but it causes illnesses and injuries of its own. But somebody decided, oh, you know, we'll have this mask wearing party, you know, and everybody's got to do that. So, you know, all right, it's very obvious from media and government that they're telling us to wear masks. So people say, okay, I can stay out of trouble and be compliant by wearing a mask. Okay, whatever, it's just a mask. No, it's making you sick. It's depriving you of oxygen. After you wear it for 2 hours, you're getting brain damage. You don't know this? Go look it up, you know, and find out before you do something stupid like wear a mask all day because somebody told you. It's pretty disturbing to me.
Oh, frankly, it is. Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Yeah. It's it is very disturbing. I don't personally wear one. I know you don't wear one.
Well, I have to get into stores, you know, and I don't make a big deal out of it. Usually, I don't have my nose covered, you know, and then mm-hmm. once in the last, whatever this has been, 9 months, did anyone call me on that, not having the nose covered? I have a way to breathe that way. And, you know, I certainly won't do business with that store again,
that store,
you know,
anymore.
where they're playing the mask Nazi game on their customers. You know, you gotta decide if you want customers or if you want people to wear masks. You can't have it both ways at all times, and you're going to pay a price if you turn your business into a mask enforcement agency. That's obviously a store that I never want to go into, and I'm sure a lot of people have the same feeling. And you know, you can't play games like that when you run a business. You can't just get ideological or political on your customers and say you can only be our customer if you do this, you know, behavior. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. Businesses in this economy with our particular current monetary situation, our current debt situation, our current tax situation, you do not have the margin to exclude any given percent of your customers on irrelevant ideological grounds. You have to treat every customer as, you know, the customer is always right. The customer gets what they need. The customer is what we're here for. That's the only way a business can survive in our current economic climate.
Certainly. And so many small businesses have just simply closed down.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, they think they've been forced to. I don't know if you've talked to Peggy Hall or had her on or found her.
No,
yet.
I haven't.
She has the website, The Healthy American. I think the YouTube channel, The Healthy American, Peggy Hall, has done amazing work at finding the legalities of this and finding out that the governors have zero authority to issue edicts to the public, zero, and they don't make laws. Governors don't make laws. Mayors don't make laws. They don't give orders to the public. That is a fascist thing, and that's a dictator thing. That's not a democracy
Jerry,
thing.
We're going to go into a break in about 30 mm-hmm. seconds. And so it's amazing. We are going to have to, I'm going to have to look up Peggy Hall, and I think everybody should be studying this, researching this, and learning for themselves what they're willing to tolerate, what they're willing to do to retain their independence and their health and whatever it is they have to do, they need to do it for themselves. Okay, we will be right back in 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty. Welcome back. Our guest is Jerry Day. His websites are jerryday.com, freedomtaker.com, EMFHelpCenter.com. This is a very, very big issue, and I want to get back to the vaccines, but EMFs, now they have already rolled out 5G. The smart meters are a huge issue. The frequencies, especially when you drive by a school, go by a hospital, or other venues like that, or institutions, you can feel. I can feel the frequency, and it's horrific.
Now, do you consider yourself to be electromagnetic sensitive?
Yes.
Yeah, because most people cannot feel electromagnetic radiation unless it's just at ridiculous power levels. Most people, you know, everyone will be affected by it. Everyone will develop illnesses and injuries long term. But the sensitive people, and this is a classification of people because not everyone is, they feel it immediately. They feel it around them. They feel more comfortable when there is no, are no radio frequencies or electric fields affecting them. And many people who understand that they are sensitive to the radio frequencies don't understand that they are probably exactly as sensitive to electric fields, and electric fields affect them in the same way. If you're electromagnetic sensitive, radio frequencies and electric fields are essentially the same thing. So there are almost every house has wiring errors or appliances that cause dirty electricity. Every electronic utility meter causes dirty electricity. For certain reasons, I could explain that. So it's almost impossible now for people to not be in some sort of exposure field. And those people who are electromagnetic sensitive, there's kind of two categories, those who know it and who know they have to limit and escape these exposures. And there's the other group, which is probably the larger group, who feels sick and doesn't know why and doesn't realize that it is the electromagnetic fields, the electric fields, and the radio frequencies that are making them feel bad, feel sick.
Well, and, even when they first
they go to the doctor and they go to the doctor and they get, you know, prescribed drugs and things that are completely inappropriate. The doctors are quite often clueless about electromagnetic sensitivity.
Sure. Even when they introduced the type of delivery of electricity, there were illnesses that all of a sudden became very common. Before the introduction of Edison-style delivery, cancer was very rare.
Right.
Am I correct?
Yeah, the book Dirty Electricity by Sam Milham is a great record of that, where he tracks his career as a EMF scientist and physician, and he discovered through deep and very careful research and extensive research, and also on the ground, kind of he was involved in trying to de-electrify schools where they would find pandemics of certain
right.
ailments and certain sensitivities, and he would go in and say, well, sure, you've got this big transformer facility right in the middle of your campus, you know, or something. And there would be students right adjacent to that who were all suffering from major illnesses and behavioral problems and all kinds of things. And so that book, Dirty Electricity, talks about how when the electric services went on grid, and this was in about 1910 or 1920, and the cities were the first place to be wired, and then 20 years later, it reached the urban areas. And so 20 years after the cities were wired, there was a cancer epidemic in the cities, not
right.
in the country. And then 20 years
right.
later, there was a cancer epidemic in the country. All of it perfectly correlated to when the electric fields became present. Now,
right.
Jerry,
are going to go to a break momentarily. And we'll
yep.
pick this up on the other side of the break. And
sure.
I interviewed Stanley Milham. This is very good on his
yep.
book, Dirty Electricity. Yes. Okay,
yep.
we'll be right back momentarily. Where's our break music? Yes? Break music? Okay. Maybe we're skipping that break. Are we skipping this break? I'm early? I'm just going according to the plan. Okay. Oh, okay. Anyway, I guess we're not going to break. But anyway, I interviewed him, and he recommends the Graham Stetzer filters, which I have on just about every... I checked all my outlets, and I have those all over the house. And when I checked the one downstairs in the utility room, it's not supposed to be above 50. Mine was 350. Okay, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Reaching for a dream of peace.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Jerry Day. His websites are jerryday.com, freedomtaker.com, and emfhelpcenter.com. And we were discussing Milham's book, Dirty Electricity, and smart meters, and all of these things that are on our homes and in our homes that are really very dangerous. I don't have a smart meter. I pay extra not to have one. I also don't have any electricity in my bedroom except for one Himalayan salt lamp. So at night, that's the only current I have going. I shut down the whole system because I try to avoid frequencies, bad ones.
.com. We have. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Am I muted? Okay. No. We have found a company in Montana, the Satic USA company, that makes some advanced products on that. We recommend, which they have a whole house line conditioner, which is installed at the service panel, or they have more high performance, kind of higher performance plug-in filters that are. The maximum number of them you would need to do whole house line filtering would be 4 of them, as opposed to the Stetzers and certain of the gadget type ones where they'd say, oh, no, buy 20 or 30 of them, put them in every plug in your house, and, yeah. you know, go around and measure. That's a little bit older technology, and we've got some better solutions there at emfhelpcenter.com right now.
Is that the Power Perfect box? Is that the one that you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the whole house line conditioner. There's several grades of that. You get a super duty one if you have solar, because if you have solar, you have an inverter and you have extra dirty electricity there. You need extra power for your to clean your lines. If you have a standard house, not too big, not too many crazy appliances, you know, like pool pumps and big central AC units, then all you need is a standard duty whole house line conditioner. And like I say, that installs at the service panel, and then you just set it and forget it, and it's an easy install. It takes a electrician usually to install it. There's a few wires that go into your breaker panel, and then you're done. You're all set. And then if you want to go more affordably, or you know you're a renter, you don't want to install something like that, you can get up to four of the Satic USA plug-in units, which are high performance and have a high degree of clearing power. So if you're careful about where you plug them in, if you have four of them, you know, every breaker panel has two vertical rows of switches, and that means that your 240 volt service that's coming in has been split into 120 volt phases, and so you get two of your plug-ins on each side of that service panel. So if on the left side you have your bedroom and your bathroom, and on the right side you have your kitchen and your dining room, you plug one of the four into each of those to make sure you're on both sides of your service panel, both phases, and then you've got the equivalent of whole house line conditioning, and that's more a little more affordable than the whole house line conditioner, but just as effective. And so there's a, you know, different options for people on different budgets with different size houses, different needs, different situations.
Wow. Well, I think that a lot of people really don't realize what is making them sick, which is really, really unfortunate.
Yeah, that's true. Many people, I mean, we have at EMFHelpCenter.com. On the homepage, if you scroll down, there's a list of symptoms there that if you have these symptoms, these are characteristic of electromagnetic sensitivity or electromagnetic injury. And so that's helpful for people to go look at those symptoms. And, you know, it starts with insomnia and headaches and neurological kind of issues and mood swings and changed relationships, anxiety. There's a whole list there, but the first thing we hear people complain about usually is disruption to their sleep, insomnia or sleep problems, and quite often, you know, we even hear stories like every morning at exactly 3 a.m. I wake up, and that's not an accident. That's because your smart meter is charging out and sending the data and going into hyper mode right at 3 a.m. every morning. And they do it during that time of day thinking that no one will notice. It's the worst time they could do it, during your sleeping time. The utility companies have not done things wisely or ethically. And there are a lot of people who are suffering a lot. We get calls every day from people who, you know, have one issue or another. I had a heartbreaking call from a woman who said, well, my husband just died from our smart meter. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, we built our retirement home, brand new home, and moved into it. And on the first day we moved in, he said he didn't feel well in there. And he kept complaining of this and that. Just his energy was running down. He couldn't sleep, all kinds of things he was complaining about. And then they, within a few months, they went to the doctor and he had cancer. And he developed some fatal cancer, and within a year he passed away. And the lady I was speaking to, his wife, said, I have the same thing, but I don't have it as severely, and I was feeling the same things as he was. And it's terrifying to see him die and realize that I'm going through the same process. And as soon as she realized, it took that year for them to realize, because the doctors are ignorant and nobody, of course, the utility company won't tell you anything. So it took them a year to figure out what the problem was. And by that time, he had died, and she was then, you know, having to do drastic mitigation, you know, getting away from that and, taking extreme measures to keep herself out of the exposures. You know, they had in that house, they had serious electric field problems and radio frequency problems, because one of the problems with the electronic utility meters is that they have switch mode power supplies. The idea of a electronic utility meter is it is a surveillance device. That's what the electronics are in there. It monitors everything you do with your electricity all day, every day, and that surveillance device requires powering, and the powering is done by stealing electricity from you through something called a switch mode power supply and diverting it to the surveillance device. And that switch mode power supply disrupts all your current and causes dirty electricity all over the house. So that's something, harmful fields you're living in, just so they can steal electricity to spy on you, to, you know, and then they do the radio frequencies to send the data out, and they don't even have to do that. They could collect the data different other ways, but they decided the cheapest and easiest was to just wirelessly zap it out with high energy density pulsed weaponized radiation, and so they get you both ways. But even the people who are aware of the radio frequency problems do not quite understand quite often the switch mode power supply and the dirty electricity problems. So when you said you have that opt-out meter, I'm sorry, but I can tell you, you may not have radio frequencies, but you certainly have dirty electricity. And this is our big argument. This is our big argument with the utility companies, is that they have these opt-out programs. They charge you to have a less expensive meter. And they say, well, we have to charge you because we have to change it out, and then we have to read your meter on site. Well, they've always charged us to read the meter on site. They never discounted that. So they're already collecting the money for that. They don't need to charge more for that. And then it's a less expensive meter if you want the electromechanical meter. So you should get a discount for having no electronic utility meter. But they charge you, in some cases, quite a lot in every month for the rest of your life to have a non-transmitting meter. And there are four major problems with electronic utility meters, and they've only corrected one of them. There's radiation, surveillance, fire hazard, and dirty electricity. So they take the RF off of that, and they say, okay, solve the problem. You need to pay us to not have the RF. Well, what about the other problems, the dirty electricity, the surveillance? And then there's fire hazard, because there's no surge protection in an electronic meter. When you put flammable electronics inside a utility meter, the surge protection no longer works. It's the flammable components are too close to the surge, and they explode in flames, whether there's surge protection or not. So they just removed the surge protection from the electronic utility meters. And there's thousands, tens of thousands of fires every year nationally from that problem whenever there's a surge on the line. And you see, if you go search online for smart meter fire, you'll see thousands of pictures of them. Of, you know, the scorched walls and the burned down houses and the people who have died from that. This is not something I'm making up or imagining. This is all over the web. And, of course, they don't report it. You know, the utility companies pay a lot of advertising dollars, and then the stations that receive those advertising dollars do not want to report these things for obvious reasons. So, sure. So we're all kept in ignorance about it.
The meter that I have is very old. It was put on the house when the house was built in 1985.
And well, you probably have an electromechanical meter. Have you examined it visually? Do you know if it's electronic or electromechanical?
It's the same meter that I've had.
Well, you're very lucky. What you're in what state again? You're in near Chicago or
Illinois? Chicago? I'm in the suburbs.
Yeah, Illinois. Yeah,
I'm not going to give my address.
This is very unusual. No. But this is very unusual for any kind of urban. In some of the very remote rural areas or some of the electric co-ops, they're still allowing safe and lawful metering. But most places, they simply don't allow it. And they say, they don't even make those kind of meters anymore. You got to have the electronic meter. And that's a lie. You can get certainly refurbished electromechanical meters, but all you need to do is, if you were a utility company, is write up a PO to any of the makers, and they could make as many electromechanical meters as you want.
Of course.
It's like saying now that we have computers, you can no longer get pencils. You know, that's what they're telling you. Yeah.
When I first I put a sign on the meter, do not install a smart meter. And that day, the power company came out and knocked on my door, and I said, no, I do not want a change of meters. And they said, well, we're going to have to charge you $20 a month. And I said, that's fine. I will pay the $20 a month, but I will not have a smart meter.
Yeah. Well, that's worth it if you can keep the electromechanical meter. But when it's just another electronic meter, it's not worth it, and it's fraud.
Right.
And we have a notice of fraud at freedomticker.com to send to your at emfhelpcenter.com. We have a notice of fraud. If we say that even if they even so much as offer you an opt-out for another electronic meter, that is fraud. They need a notice of fraud so that you will have liability later. You could sue them later, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You do certain noticing. We recommend certain noticing so that if there is ever harm or damage that comes from the meter, then you know that you're no longer having to battle them in court and say, and they're saying, well, we just didn't know. And you say, no, we send you a notice. We send you a notice on such and such a date by certified mail. Here's proof of service. We sent it three times. You know, and you did know, and we did warn you of the liabilities, and inform you of the harm and hazard that you are committing, and you probably know you're committing, but we informed you as a third party and as an outside party, and so you are no longer in a state of innocent ignorance. You are now in a state of gross negligence, and as being in gross negligence, you lose. You know, when you go into court. And you've done something wrong, and it's shown that you did it out of gross negligence, which means you knew you were doing something wrong. You did it anyway. That's gross negligence.
Mm-hmm.
You lose, you know, all the marbles.
I also sent them a registered letter that I would not accept a smart meter.
Yeah.
So,
well, you want to, when you send those letters, just a simple refusal can be seen as just a failure of cooperation with their easement. So you don't just refuse. You give cause, and you say your meter is harmful. Yeah, your meter is harmful in this way and that way and this way, and it violates the law in this way and that way and this way, and therefore I have cause to refuse that meter, and you do not have cause to refuse me electric service, or to penalize me, or to charge me any fee or any extra fee for mitigating this hazard and harm. And those are good notices, and everybody should send a notice like that to their utility company, just to have it on record, just as an insurance policy if something happens later. We have those free downloads at emfhelpcenter.com.
And everyone should really visit this page. It's you are so complete in all the help that you offer. You just, it's amazing. I'm just really, really impressed with all the information that you give, all the help that the free downloaded documents.
We've tried to make it a high utility site, you know, where you do get solutions, you do get answers. It's right there on the homepage.
You
don't have to look around. It's step by step. The one thing that daunts people a little bit, we have a solutions column, and if you want to have the solution, and you think you might be susceptible to these issues with exposures and whatnot, you go through the solutions column. That's maybe equivalent about two pages. It's full of links and this and that. And people look at that and go, oh, it's too long. Oh, there's so much here. No, it's just, it reads easy. And
my gosh.
It's step by step. Yeah. It's worth the time. And it's not hard. And then you're informed and you know what you can do about it.
Exactly. I know that these smart meters can kill animals. One of our listeners' husbands passed away because of a smart meter. So I've heard a lot of stories about this.
Yeah. So a lot of people's pets have suffered. You know, the pets don't know it. They wouldn't know why they don't feel well. You know, you've got a transmitter on the side of your house, or even from people's Wi-Fi. Some of the things people have themselves, their cordless phones. You know, if the cat happens to sleep, you know, 2 inches from the cordless phone base unit, that cat will get cancer. I, you know, my sister got cancer from shoving her cell phone in her bra. You know, she got cancer right at the shape and form of the antenna on the front of her breast. Cancer, breast cancer usually starts around the lymph glands around under the armpit. No,
right.
She got it right on the front, right where she shoved her cell phone into her bra. And this is, this, you know, the John McCain, you know, right on his jaw where he kept his cell phone, you know, 12 hours a day, all day long. You know, he loved to use his cell phone. He had that jaw cancer. Exactly. And there's thousands and thousands of people with those same problems.
Yes. Oh, we're
got the music. We got the hula music.
Yeah. Okay. We'll hula on out of here. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Best. Our guest is Jerry Day. And his websites are jerryday.com, freedomtaker.com, and emfhelpcenter.com. I don't have a cell phone. I have one. I use it about once every 3 months. All my telephones are hardwired, so I've tried to protect myself. from?
You're doing better than me. I have a cell phone, but I don't ever take it into a place of business. I don't want to be COVID tracked that way. You know, have them say, oh, you were 6 feet from someone who tested positive, you know. So, and they are tracking. I mean, I pulled up to a PetSmart one day. I was way out in the parking lot, and I looked at my cell phone before I went in the store, and it said, oh, welcome to PetSmart's Wi-Fi. You know, they know you're there.
Gosh.
You know, oh, yeah, you are online. And I'm very careful about it. I keep it kind of in wraps. You know, you can keep it off, and you can keep it in metal boxes and, you know, different things, and just kind of not use it much. But I found that because I have a phone number that is my business number from like 40 years ago, that I don't have the luxury of not using a cell phone at all. That's sure. The number that people know. And so I try to minimize that, but that's what I tell others. You know, it's like, you know, it's not absolute. You can't, in this day and age, you cannot eliminate all exposure to technology, especially radio frequencies and electric fields. So you do the best you can. You determine whether or not, you know, what your level of sensitivity is, what your level of susceptibility to disease is, and you act accordingly. You reduce your exposures accordingly, as best you can.
Right. Wow. Amazing. Oh, my goodness. I originally, when Motorola introduced mobile phones back in 88 or something like that, I bought one. And because I wanted to keep up with technology. But then after I investigated the whole thing, I just stopped. I never really got into using. I had one that was rather up to date and everything, and then I thought I just thought this is not a good idea, and so I stopped using it. And the one that I have is really for my NRA room. When I took an NRA class, one of the classes that I took was to set up a room in your house, a safe room. And so I will use my safe room before I shoot an intruder to notify the police that I'm shooting someone.
Sure.
And that's pretty much what I use. Well, I haven't done it yet. I haven't used it for that yet. I haven't shot anybody lately.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully you never do have to use your gun or your safe room or anything, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We'll be right back with our guests, and we'll take some questions, phone calls, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.